The history of recorded music finds a home in an unlikely place, a former bank building in Berlin, New Jersey. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the Vault is a museum and performance venue devoted to the secret history of the Victor Talking Machine Company.
A few years ago, a musician named Graham Alexander bought the Victor Talking Machine Company in order to bring the region's musical legacy back to life.
Whenever I was a little kid, I used to walk down, you'd be near Camden, being with my mom, and I used to point to these dead factories, you know, and she'd say, well, that was RCA, and before that it was Victor, and it's, what does that mean?
Victor was the company that invented the record in Camden in 1901. Before that, most recordings were made on Thomas Edison's wax cylinders. Victor, and later RCA, were headquartered in a sprawling campus along the Camden waterfront, where artists from around the world flocked to be recorded. Graham Alexander made his nut on Broadway, performing in two musicals based on the Beatles. He played Paul. That allowed him and a group of partners to buy the Victor Talking Machine Company, Victrola, and his master's voice. Those companies are just empty names. They have no assets. But as the Victor Talking Machine Company, Alexander is scooping up all the records from the Victor label that he can still find. And that's not easy, because in 1962, its parent company, RCA, decided that the entire Victor catalog was not worth storing. So it literally blew up the warehouse where 300,000 records were stored and bulldozed the whole thing into the Delaware River and built a shipping dock on top of it.
They deemed that every recording Victor Records made from about 1900 to 1945, for the most part, was worth no more than the fill of a cement dock.
Before destroying a half century of music, RCA allowed its employees to grab what they wanted, and this is one that was saved. This is a master recording cut into metal of a jazz band. There's a matrix number etched into the disc, but Alexander says there is no corresponding record of that number.
I mean, there must be an aficionado that knows who that is. I mean, the playing style is pretty distinct, and it's very good. Do you know what I mean? It's definitely in some top human beings.
Alexander has about 10,000 discs like this. Only about 1,000 are cataloged. He plans to release them as streaming digital files. He also wants to sign new bands to the company and make and release new records. This all happens at The Vault, a former bank building Alexander has transformed into a small museum and performance space.
To be able to bring people into a museum is one thing, because we give tours. Ultimately, by having a little performing arts stage in there, it brings it back down to what matters about the recording industry, which is humans performing music.
The performance lineup at The Vault is just getting started and still finding its feet. So far, it's mostly Graham Alexander himself performing on stage. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.